Lunch with Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
Well, anyone who's married to a non-South African citizen knows what a bureaucratic nightmare it can be, getting their status and paperwork confirmed by Home Affairs. And if you get it wrong or you run out of time while waiting for the paperwork to be processed, it can have really serious consequences, including a foreign spouse being declared an undesirable and literally refused entry back into the country to live with you again. Just a couple of months ago, you may recall, The Breakfast Show intervened in such a case when the popular coffee shop Brownies and Downies was impacted in this way. Sadly, this month we have another story to share with you, very similar story of another couple who have a special connection with the station because they actually got engaged on Cape Talk. If you cast your mind back a couple of years, you might recall the surprise that happened on air that day. Timothy Stearman proposed to his then girlfriend Kasuba Sikamo live on air, having brought her into the studio under the guise of doing an interview about her small business. He then went down on one knee in front of the microphone and popped the question live on air. Really a moment we all celebrated. We were delighted to celebrate the news of their marriage a while after that, but very much less than delighted to hear that Kasuba is now stuck outside of South Africa, unable to come home to join her husband through no fault of her own. She's on the line with me from Zambia, which is where she currently finds herself, trying to get this tangled mess of bureaucratic red tape sorted out. Kasuba Stearman, lovely to have you on the line, the owner of Buya Beauty Natural Hair Products. Great to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much, Pippa. It's so nice to be back.
Kasuba, I have to start by offering my condolences because I know the reason you left South Africa most recently was to attend your father's funeral in your home country of Zambia. We're very, very sorry for your loss. But of course, in addition to dealing with the processing of your grief, you have found yourself in a terrible conundrum and unable to return home to your family here in South Africa. Explain to us briefly what's gone wrong.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pippa. I really appreciate it. Well, basically, what happened is I was waiting on a letter from the Department of Home Affairs explaining that I had needed a new passport, which expired within the Republic, and I had good cause for that to have happened. And they said to me it would take a month, and so I kept going back and forth. And after, that was in September 2018, and so after that, as I kept going back, it took about, 6 months or something before they said to me, no, it's actually a longer process than you think, and it's not that simple. So I had asked them what would happen if I needed to travel, and they said I can't travel because I would be banned for 5 years, at which point I just was like, that's ridiculous. But I was convinced that I wouldn't need to travel for the next few months, so I thought I was okay. And then my dad fell ill. And in that month, we kept trying to figure something out. And a few days before we had to travel, we went to Home Affairs in Pretoria to try and see if there was any other recourse that we could have, because I was still waiting on the document from Home Affairs. And without that document, I wasn't going to be able to travel to my father's funeral, at least not without being banned from the Republic. And so they said to us, no, we can't help because this office is not connected to the Cape Town office. And the lady was actually quite rude and said to me, well, just because you're married to a South African doesn't mean that you automatically can live in the country. So I traveled anyway, and at the airport I was declared undesirable by the immigration officials there. They didn't really explain what my rights were. They just said you can appeal within 10 days without really giving me much information to go on. Since then, I have appealed within the 10-day period. I sent an email. That's the only way you can appeal. And they haven't gotten back to me at all, not even a confirmation of, you know, receipt of an email.
So you're sitting in the position where you are stuck in Zambia, unable to come home to join your husband, unable to pick up to come home and pick up your business operations, which were based here in Cape Town, move back into your home here in Cape Town,
yeah,
and with no apparent way of fixing this,
yeah,
if I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah, no apparent way, because we have done the appeal. The phone number that is on the appeal document doesn't work. The phone number at Home Affairs is never picked up. And then actually 2 weeks since I'd been in Zambia, Home Affairs called my husband and said, my outcome of good cause is ready. But I'm the only person who can pick it up, which is a bit ironic because I can't be in the Republic. So,
it has to be collected from Pretoria, but you can't get. I mean, this is ridiculous. So it has to be collected in Pretoria, but you can't get there.
But I can't,
In Cape Town.
Yeah.
So the document you need is waiting for you in Cape Town, but you're not allowed back into the Republic to go and fetch it in Cape Town. Nobody's responding to your appeal, and nobody's answering the phones is what I'm hearing. Kasuba, we tried reaching out to Home Affairs. Our very kind, helpful head of the Barrack Street office here in Cape Town, Sam Plykes, directed us to the relevant people at head office level, and they just simply have declined to come on air and discuss this, declined to talk about even the principles at stake, not even just the individual case. So I don't really know where to turn for further help other than to put the question out to our audience and ask whether anybody else has found them in this themselves in this position and what helped to get it resolved, if anything. I mean, have you, you've tried the email, you say nobody's answering the phone. Has anybody at Home Affairs suggested any alternative methods for you to try?
Not necessarily at Home Affairs, but they mentioned trying to find an immigration lawyer, which I've done before many years ago, and it's very costly. And at this point, I'm not able to, you know, get in touch with a lawyer and, you know, get the help that I need. So it's pretty much a waiting game for now.
Where does this leave you with regard to your future? Because, I mean, you're in Zambia, your husband is here in Cape Town. What is becoming of your future planning? I mean, I believe you're contemplating whether the solution is for him to leave South Africa and join you in Zambia instead.
Yeah, that's actually what we've decided to do because that's the shortest route to being together for now. And we're quite happy to just establish ourselves in Zambia. Fortunately, we don't have any children yet, so that's not going to be like an added headache.
Yeah.
So he'll be joining me in September, and he'll be able to fly back and forth until I'm able to get an appeal. So that's basically what we've decided to do, to relocate to Zambia.
And that is, of course, not the desired outcome of this case. But Kasuba Steerman, that's where we must leave it for now. On the line for us, to us from Zambia. So apologies for the slight delay on the line there. We are going to keep working the channels behind the scenes and see if we can find any way through this mess for you, Kasuba. But if anybody listening has had experience with this kind of challenge and has a proposition on what can be done to address it or where to go for help, we would really welcome your input. You can either drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za or give us a call on 021-446-0567. How can it be that a South African citizen's own spouse cannot be with them in South Africa, and that the reason for her not being able to be here is because Home Affairs couldn't process documentation that she applied for fast enough? That just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem logical on any level.